You are listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Jackson Leon.
My name is Sam Knight.
And we have over the phone Paul Diener, the director of Lake Superior Community Theater, as well as Hooney B. Jones. How are we doing today, Paul?
Hey, I'm doing great. Greetings to everybody.
So tell me a little bit about your background in theater and just a little bit about yourself. I know you have an extensive background in theater, but, you know, a little bit of the short version, I guess.
Short version. Well, in my 20s, I graduated from the University of Minnesota with a degree in theater arts and a degree in English, and went on to St. Thomas College, got a master's degree in teaching, and over the years, I have directed a number of shows, been involved specifically as of late from 2002 till now in about 17 community theater productions based out of Silver Bay. And some of those productions we have taken on the road to Two Harbors and performed at the high school. We've done primarily musicals, but every now and then we'll have a comedy. We've had a couple of tragedies. Last year we did the play Fences by August Wilson. That was a latest production we've done. And I also did some theater when I first came up here to the North Shore at the old Finland Rec Hall. We did two plays there, one of which I wrote, and then we got into it much more, much deeper and more seriously when I helped form Lake Superior Community Theater, a nonprofit. We began producing shows on the Silver Bay William Kelly High School stage starting in 2003. So that's a little bit of my theatrical background. For 30 years, I was a professional performer, magician, clown, actor, and I currently hold an active teaching license with the state of Minnesota. So I sub-teach at the Minnehaha in Two Harbors, also at Kelly High and Kelly Elementary in Silver Bay, and I've done a little of sub-teaching at Two Harbors High School as well. So still very involved in the community, theatrically and through teaching as well.
So let's wait for your comeback as a magician.
Well, I've done a little bit in the classrooms, and the kids certainly like that, and sometimes we tie it into a lesson. Sometimes we just do it for a little comic relief.
You're one for comic relief, too. Well, anyways, you were saying Lake Superior Community Theater, that was formed in 2003, you said, right?
Well, formally in 2002, that's when we got permission from the school district to use their space at Kelly High, and we were given keys to the building that would allow us access to the theater. Yeah, when we were in there. So it was a great, great decision on their part, community ed and the principal of Kelly High at that time, George Starkovich, and the rest is history. We put on what I believe are great shows, well-funded, well-designed, strong direction, great acting, great musicianship, including your broadcast partner, Sammy Knight there. Sam's an excellent drummer, has played in the pit, orchestras, and his mother's been very much involved, as our friend I'm talking to right now, Action Jackson Leone.
I don't know if On Air's ever heard Action Jackson, but now they have. Well, anyways, let's talk about Hooney B. Jones. Is that how it's pronounced, by the way?
Junie B. Jones. Okay. Yes, actually, the formal title of the musical we will be putting on next March, March of 2020, will be Junie B. Jones, the musical.
Was that originally a musical?
It was written in 2005, and it's been a Broadway touring show for a number of years. The original show is designed with an adult cast, maybe of seven or eight, playing young children and adults in various roles that they would switch and swap out on stage. And so the show had been taken on the road many times, still is, and has 15 terrific songs in it. But we're going to take that seven-member cast or nine-member or whatever and expand it to 25 or 30. And instead of having adults playing children, we're going to have children playing children and young adult high school people, either playing, depending on their body type, children, or they could perhaps portray adults as well. And then the third tier of that will also have adults portraying adults as well. So it will be a combination in the show, the script, of elementary kids, adults, and I might throw in some, we'll create some high school folks who drop into the scenes every now and then. So it'll be a big cast, 25 to 30, lots of music, lots of movement and dance, and a great acting. And the set will be designed by the world-class set designer based out of Duluth. Her name is Ann Gumper. Ann has done the majority of sets, designed the majority of sets, and led our scene painting for the sets we have had in past years. I know some of your listeners have seen many of Ann's sets with the Minnesota Ballet, St. Scholastica, the Duluth Playhouse, and the University of Minnesota Duluth, to name a few. So we're going to have a world-class set, and we like to try and be, if not professional, semi-professional on our approach. And so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and we'll return to the note of the cast in just a minute here. But I want to know a little bit about what the story of Junie B. Jones is. And while you're at it, if you describe the set, that would be great too.
The story of Junie B. Jones is, in a nutshell, about the a day in the life of new first grader Junie B. Jones. Now, Junie B., her character is based on the Barbara Parks book series called the Junie B. Jones series. And Junie B. Jones goes through their children's books. She goes through a number of adventures. And Ms. Parks, I think, wrote about, I'd say about 25, between 25 and 30 Junie B. books, children's books, which many of your listeners have read to their children over the years. And Junie B. is a feisty, outspoken, somewhat precocious first grader, and she runs into these challenging situations at school during her first day of first grade. And actually, the play spans a number of days of her early first grade days. Let's say that first week or 3 or 4 days of first grade. So the cast will include her castmates. And we are starting at the age level of auditioning, and auditions will be later on this year. We will start at the third grade level and go up through high school and into adult. We feel third graders have the chops to be able to memorize the lines, memorize the music, and do the dance movements on stage as well. And I think they're naturally very good, outspoken little actors and actresses. And as the folks get older, outspoken big actors and actresses as well.
And I've definitely seen some young talent in some other Lake Superior Community Theater productions too. So I know that you'll be able to find some good young talent for the role of Junie B. Jones.
Oh, no question about that. We've certainly have had high school kids when we did Grease or Fiddler on the Roof or West Side Story. This play, we're dipping down into the lower grades much younger for some of the roles. And I did have those roles in the early days in crowds and extra scenes for extras. But this is where the younger kids are the stars of the show. So it'll be a very child and young adult-centered cast. And who knows, it could end up being an entire school cast portraying all the kids and all the adults. But we'll see how that pans out once we have auditions. So yeah, it'll be something new for us. And my hope is it sparks more theatrical energy in our school, especially for the younger grades. No question about it, in Two Harbors and in Silver Bay, we have touring children's traveling companies, but they're only in town for about a week, and this would be a more developed, extended, much more semi-pro attack to that kind of thing. So, and I know the talent is there. I know the talent is there.
And at Two Harbors High School, it definitely proved the talent is there. There's a student-run play production happening of Clue that was all just started by students saying they wanted that. So I know you're not going to have any trouble finding high school-age students. That's for sure.
Right. In fact, one of your students, Sky Ronstadt from Two Harbors High School, came to a Junie B. Jones meeting we had recently. And so I'm in touch with Sky, and I know she'll spread the word that way as well.
Definitely. And just to be sure, I kind of have the vibe of the musical, right? It's a musical that's kind of more on the comedic side, right?
Absolutely. It's family friendly, lots of jokes, lots of humor, a lot of endearing stage situations with Junie B in her first day of classes, dealing with her need to have glasses in classes, dealing with her need to learn how to juggle, learn how to get along with others, just a variety of situations she gets into. And one of the big features in the play is her top secret personal beeswax. Beeswax meaning business, as in it's none of your business and it's all of my business what I write in my journal. So it's about her journalistic adventures at school and what she writes down, some of the adventures she has. So, and many of the younger kids who got Junie B read to them know a lot of these situations Junie B gets into, including with not only her teachers, but the cook in the elementary kitchen as well, Ms. Gladys Gutsman, which rhymes with Butsman. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that as well.
Definitely. So you said that auditions are going to be later in the year. Is that still just kind of a ballpark thing, or do you have dates down?
It is ballpark, but auditions will be this coming September when school gets back in session. We will spread the word early on, and hopefully we'll have auditions within the first 2 weeks of school this coming September. So we had a meeting the other night, and I would say there are 25 to 30 people interested, curious about the show. They signed up. I'm going to keep them in the loop via the internet on what's happening. But for the broader public, they've got to keep their eyeballs on, if not the Lake County News Chronicle, for sure, the North Shore Journal, with dates and times of our upcoming auditions. And I know KTWH will post those as well. But auditions in September. And if you want to know how folks can prepare now to be ready for the auditions in September, I can give you that information, you know, at some time during our talk here.
Well, I'm just good right now.
Great. Well, a couple of things. First of all, they can go online to our Lake Superior Community Theater website, lsct.us, and they can punch up the on one of the links, the press release that we had sent out earlier. And very soon I'm going to post on that site the handout we gave to all the parents and the young kids the other night. And the handout answers a lot of questions and how folks can prepare. And this specifically is how they can prepare. They can go online to YouTube and pull up the Junie B. Jones cast album. And it's got every song right there. It's the cast album. That's number one. Number two, they could call our music director, Annie Andrus, and her number is 218-220-0924. 218-220-0924. And Annie will personally set up lessons for anyone who would like to start learning the Junie B songs that we're going to use in auditions so they can get an absolute head start on this thing. And there will be a minor charge for that if they want Annie to give them a lesson. And so we are subsidizing the cost of those lessons. So it'll be very reasonable for any family or group to get a lesson with Annie. You can give her a call and set it up. So YouTube, number one. Annie, number two. Number three with YouTube, go online and pull up videos of other organizations that have presented this play. There are plenty of examples online about that. Some are really great and some are real stinkers, but they will get the feel for what the show is like. And the show will be about an hour, 10 minutes long. No intermission. We've never done that before because it's a more younger skewed show. We're going to hit it and go hard and be out of it about an hour, 10 minutes later. So no intermission. And then we'll probably have some little lemonade, little lobby celebrations after the show. So, the show, we'll have 7 performances of Junie B, and the show will go up in March of 2020. But again, auditions this September, and then rehearsals will start not long after that with just dance rehearsals, and then full-blown dance, music, and staging rehearsals will begin in early January. So things really start to roll in September. So the folks have lots of warning right now.
All right. We don't have a lot of time left, but again, that website, lsct.us, and I'm sure we'll have you on the show once we get closer to September and once we get closer to the actual show. So, yeah, a lot of exciting things going on.
Would you like my phone number or not for your listeners in case they have any questions?
I'm sure that your phone number would come of good use.
Okay, well, you're invited to call play director Paul Diener at 218-353-7509. Please call, answer all your questions.
All right, thank you for calling in today, Paul. Always fun talking with you.
Great being on KTWHLP, the blowtorch of the North Shore.
I love that. Never heard that before. I think I'm going to have to recommend we use that more often. Have a nice day, Paul.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.